This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. For a teenager, a diary can be a safe haven. It's a place to share the thoughts that they might never speak aloud. But a new play brings those intimate details to light. It's called The Diary Play, Four Teens Tell Their Story. The play is based on the teenage journals of four women who are now adults, and it raises questions about self-censorship, self-esteem, and the universality of the teen experience. Trey Morehouse is the director and co-producer, and he joins us today. Trey, welcome. Good to have you here.
Hi, thanks. Glad to be here.
Three actors are with us today. Gretchen Struckmeter, Elsie Kimple, and Emily Rose White are actors in the play. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Did I call you? It's Elise, isn't it?
I'm Gretchen.
Yeah.
I'm Elise.
You're Elise. But now I have your name right.
Yeah.
And I've now associated your name with your face. So this is going to all go very well from this point forward. Trey, who I now know, because you're the only guy in the
room who
I'm looking at. Trey, tell me about this play and how this play came to be.
Okay, great. So it is the diary play. This play came about from several conversations with friends and colleagues in theater about youth theater, about theater for teens, for teen actors and teen audiences, this day of youth theater in America. And it also came out of my interest and some friends' interests in devised theater and documentary theater. So this project sort of represents a combining those two interests. And what this is, it is a documentary project about teens, about the teen experience. And it is, I think, something that can be seen, viewed, and enjoyed by teen and adult audiences alike.
And tell us how you get at it, because that's hard to do as a teacher. In one of my previous lives, I taught and I was working with young folk. And the hard thing was, as a teacher standing in front of the class, when you're trying to get people to talk honestly about their experience, they can smell the lie, that you're really not interested in what they have to say. And
right.
They're trying to tell you what they think you want to hear. So getting at that experience is really the hard part, isn't it?
That is. Initially, in fact, the project was going to be much more in line with my interest in a way. It was going to be much more about sort of the state of education, public education, or something to that extent. And I ran that idea across a lot of people in high school, and it kind of fell flat. There wasn't a lot of interest. And I started sort of thinking and digging about that. And I started to realize that really what's important is the immediate thing, which is emotions and what you're going through, the teen experience. And so in sort of thinking about that and doing a lot of research, I came upon the idea of actually using actual teen words about what they're going through in the day-to-day life, day-to-day experience, which is how I came across the idea to use actual diaries, words actually written by teens.
How did you then take those diaries? First of all, how did you solicit them? How many did you go through? And then how did you come up with the stage production that you're going to see?
So we had a pretty wide net, a pretty wide search to track down these diaries. We wanted to find, firstly, diaries from adults. We didn't want actual teens, people going through these things. We felt that might be very difficult. So we wanted people who had distance, who had time to distance themselves from the experience, and also people who could be more reflective about it, right? So that was first. And we had a lot of feelers out to basically, friends of friends. Sent the word out to creative writing departments in the state and elsewhere, and also theater departments and such, people we just thought would be interested. From there, we had a lot of interest in terms of full diaries. We only received about 10 or so. And from there, we narrowed it down to the four that are in the play. The idea was to kind of create a collage of the teen experience. And so what you have then is sort of a mishmash of these entries, of these diaries put together as monologues and sometimes as sort of shorter segments and sometimes scenes as well. And that's the result.
Can we get a sample right now? And maybe you can set it up for us.
Certainly. We have a couple sections here with the actors. So the first, this is actually the intro of the play. What I should say is that Lydia, who plays Elizabeth, wasn't able to join us today. And this is the intro of the play, introducing each character without Elizabeth.
For a long time, I didn't think I would get in. I would visualize the thin envelope, my heart sinking because there was only one sheet of paper inside. Thank you for your interest. The You're a Loser letter.
Mom and I went to town. Daddy and I cut wood. Left home at 12:30. Got through at 5. The chainsaw tore up, a piece came off, so we went down to the store to fix it. After getting wood, Ricky, Howell, and some boy came over to where Daddy and I was. They helped us finish getting the wood on the truck.
My home in Turkmenistan is all I have. I could never imagine living somewhere else. But now I am kind of scared of it.
There were two things. One was an envelope, and one was a really big envelope. I opened the little envelope first. It was fat. I could see a card through the paper. Through the paper of the big envelope, I could see a map of the campus. Yeah, I got in.
Everything surrounding me reminds me of my pain. But I have to deal with it. I have to move on and live with it, or not. I would really just want to leave. Leave my embarrassment that I had been carried for a long time. Leave these feeling of not being able to talk to my friends ever again.
Paul and I went to Sunday school and church. Mama and Daddy and me went to Papaw's and Granny's to eat dinner. Dawn, Sandy, Billy, and Christy were there also. I washed my hair.
God, could you... I don't know about signs and things. You don't have to if you don't want, but... Oh, Lord, please let there be a dove on the power line in Mr. Griffin's field. I don't know why. You don't have to do it if you don't want. When I got to the field, the first power line I saw was blank. The second had one bird on it, and that bird was a dove. God, I think the waiting time is over. After breakfast, I moved into Governor's School.
Gretchen Struckmeyer, Elise Kimple, and Emily Rose White in part of a performance from the play, the diary play, Four Teens Tell Their Story, and the creator and director is with us as well, Trey Morehouse. So, Trey, tell us more about these characters.
Certainly. First, we have Elizabeth. That's who you did not hear. Elizabeth is very much the very typical sort of first love story. So we follow her story through the course of the play from the crush to the initial breakup. You sort of see the whole love story unfold for us. Next, we have Suzanne, who deals with depression a great deal. You find she is on Prozac and such. So she deals with depression and fear of... her family suffers from a lot of mental illness issues. Also, her main issue is that she's an aspiring actress. She's going to a school for the arts, and she is concerned with using the Lord's name in vain and doing things like that, so she feels very conflicted. You have Pam. Pam is actually one of the older entries. The entries are start at 1977, the end of 1981. Her stories are more anecdotal, so they sort of... we sort of hear sort of the day-to-day life, the minutiae of her life, which can be quite funny and very, very interesting. Galina is from Turkmenistan, and her story is actually about when she was 14, she was raped. And so her story is about the healing process. And so we find her initially after this attack, and we follow her story from a very low point to her overcoming this and becoming her own person.
And of course, diaries are inherently anecdotal and also episodic. So then how do you put them together and create a stage production? Is there a storyline, an arc? What are we following as the audience?
Yes. So one of the initial feelers we had when we tried to get these diaries was to find some kind of arc, yes? So for example, with Elizabeth, the main sort of story for her was her first crush, was her first love. And so we took that and we kind of cut it, to have that arc, to have a firm beginning, middle, and end. And then I did the same with the others. And when you do this, I was able to kind of combine them, and the arcs kind of follow one another. And so the stories, of course, never intersect. The actors, in fact, never really talk to one another. But... you do kind of see parallels in a way as they kind of continue through their stories.
So then there's a kind of meta-narrative. It's not that we're following particularly one story or that it's all going to add up to one story in the end, but then there is some kind of an emotional tale that's being told here, a larger story about what it's like to ride this roller coaster of adolescence?
I suppose so, yeah. I suppose it sort of shows the growth through the teen years.
Yeah. Is that so? And also, these are real diaries from real people who are now adult women.
That's true, yes.
Let me ask you about the women part of it first.
Okay.
Did you seek only female diaries, or
no,
is that all you got?
I did not. That is all I got. I did, in fact, ask several men, but the women responded. Mm-hmm. In fact, I even asked some of my friends, colleagues, you know, do you know any guys who have diaries? And I said, I do. And they asked but didn't get any real response. In a way, I think that is there's a message there in a way. I think that men aren't really taught to kind of deal with their emotions or taught to be as open with their emotions as women are. So in a way, it has a statement about that too. This is a project I'd like to continue, and if I did that, I would certainly want to perhaps do a male version or to have a mix, in fact, which would be interesting.
Well, you did interview the women whose diaries you used. Tell us a little bit about those interviews.
Okay. The intent was not to use them in the play initially. I interviewed them for research for myself and for the actors. I asked them a series of questions in terms of such as, was a diary a form of therapy? I asked them a lot of questions in regards to diary writing, also in terms of just the emotional life that they were going through. And once I listened to them, I decided this would be very interesting to use in the play itself. And so they've made their way into the play as a part of sort of transitioning between moments.
Well, here's one sample. Let's listen.
It takes me back to that moment, just like looking at pictures takes you back to that moment, and you remember, just like a song. If I hear songs, especially from my high school days, college days, a lot of times that song can take me back to a certain moment.
And that's, of course, listening back to your own story or reading your story, going back to your diary.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's Pam. I was asking her about diary as a form of memory.
Well, let's go on to another one now because this is – oh, no, let's do a scene. That's a better idea. Can we do another scene now and maybe you can set it up for us?
Certainly. Which scene would you like to hear?
Well, this could be Suzanne and Mr. Moore.
Oh,
how about
certainly.
That?
Great. So this scene here, what we found interesting is that some of these diary entries actually were scenes themselves that they wrote. Suzanne is a playwright, actually, and so you get that feel in her diary. So this is a scene that she wrote between herself and one of her teachers, Mr. Moore.
Mr. Moore's office was a lot warmer than the drama lobby. He said,
"You can sit down,"
he said. And then partially to himself,
"You're nervous. Breathe,"
he said. I let my breath out. I hadn't realized I had been holding it. "Sorry," I said.
"Now, from what I've gathered, it doesn't seem like you really want a career in acting. You seem to just be enjoying the experience and..."
He saw my face.
"Is that right?"
"Well, I just don't think it would be possible because of my beliefs." That surprised him.
"Your beliefs? Why would that keep you from acting?"
"Well," I said, "you know, I talked with you about it at the beginning of the year." He nodded. "At that time, I didn't know the full extent of what I could and couldn't do, but I've been doing a lot of research, and it's getting more and more restrictive." He nodded like he understood.
"Well, I've always tried to be respectful in class, but sometimes with my teaching style, that's just what happens. I can't completely eliminate it, because sometimes that's the best way to get the point across."
He seemed a little frustrated, and that bothered me a lot. I wasn't telling him what to do. I said, "Well, for you, it's a personal thing, but I, personally, can't curse." That hit him wrong. His agitation grew a little. Was I preachy?
"Well, I hadn't really intended to discuss this right now, but now that we're on the subject, what is it exactly that goes against your beliefs? Because as your teachers, we're going to expose you to other views just to help you. Is it, well, for example, would you be able to play a lesbian? Or you might have to kiss a boy in a scene coming up. What do you think about that?"
I looked at the floor. "I don't know," I said. "I'm still trying to figure it out."
"Well, you know, even passion plays have to have a Judas. For anything to work out, there's got to be a bad guy."
Now he was getting preachy.
There is a short scene from the play, The Diary Play. Four teens tell their story at Burning Coal Theater in Raleigh tomorrow through Sunday. And Trey, one of the themes, I guess, that comes through in this is not only the angst of adolescence, but also just the way we communicate. The idea that we've got this kind of private communication in a diary, and now you're going to make it public. Talk about that as a theme.
Yeah. That was an important theme for me. I cut the play with that theme in mind. It's something that came across quite a lot. There's a lot of things said in the diary in terms of, you know, I wanted to say this, but I couldn't say this. I didn't feel comfortable saying this. Galena is a good example. She says She, in one of the interviews, Galina told me that her diary to her was like a friend, and that it was comforting because she could imagine that it was a friend who had gone through the same things that she had gone through. And so what this says to me is that she felt unsafe. She felt that she couldn't talk about how she was feeling to her friends, family, people in her town. And so she had to have this outlet. And so what this says is it's the play thematically is sort of about how we censor ourselves, how young people don't feel always safe or comfortable talking about their experiences. Suzanne, in an interview, actually said that a diary is like a safe place for her. And so that thematically is kind of what the whole project has been about for me.
And also the I think barriers to communication between and among generations. I think the play lets older writers kind of think back and empathize with that teenager who they once were, right?
That's very true. You know, I think that Pam, being the oldest, can look back and think about these experiences that she had and sometimes laugh. I mean, I think that these experiences seem so serious sometimes to young people, the first crush, first love, and things like that. But as you're older, you can look back and kind of laugh at it a bit. But also, this is coming from an interview from Elizabeth. She said she also felt very sad when she read her diary. She felt because of her self-esteem, right? So that was sort of a dialogue she was having with herself in terms of, you know, she could make fun of or feel humor from her past experiences, but also feel sadness about the self-esteem she was having.
Yeah. No, so as you look back, you think, oh, my God, was that me?
Right,
you
exactly.
Know? And how did I ever get through it? But you did get through it, and I think that's one of the things. So you have this safe place. You have this diary. It's private. It's between you and me. It can even take on its own persona, as you said. This became a friend. One of your diarists told you that the diary itself became a friend. So it is a projected life.
Pretty much.
Something other than just your own reflections because it takes a tangible form. Now what happens next? At the next level, you're taking all of this that had been private and interpersonal between one person and themselves, and you're projecting it on a stage for everybody else. What happens to the notion of the diary when you make it a public performance? And how do you treat that as a producer and director?
I've always treated it as a collection of one-person shows, one-person plays, sort of combined, right? And so the process itself hasn't been much different than you would any other play. What I discovered with these entries is that they actually read very much like the spoken word, like dialogue, like monologues. They don't really feel like, most of the time, like essays or those things. They feel very spoken, and so it lends itself well to performance. Also, in terms of just direction, I think a lot about sort of the expressionistic quality in many of these entries because you are kind of getting a peek inside these young people's minds, their heads. And so Suzanne is an excellent example of that, especially in that scene that we just heard. In that scene with Mr. Moore, you kind of see sort of her image of Mr. Moore. That's not Mr. Moore. It's actually one of the young actors, Elise, playing Mr. Moore, and she's sort of over-exaggerating, perhaps, as the dialogue is too, on the level of sort of maybe frustration that he is feeling towards Suzanne. So it's sort of you're seeing inside her head a bit.
Right. And then so you can create the action because of the drama, even through the spoken word, because that's the other thing. A dramatic stage production needs to have some action, and that can happen. We don't need the helicopter to crash on stage. In fact, I advise against it, having seen it.
We decided against that.
That's a good thing. It's a great production and a great program. Thank you so much for being with us. The Diary Play, Four Teens Tell Their Story at Burning Coal Theater, Raleigh, tomorrow through Sunday. Trey Morehouse is the director and co-producer. Gretchen Struckmeyer, Elise Kimball, and Emily Rose White are the actors. Thank all of you for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, a Broadway star analyzes the good, the bad, and the ugly in performance moments on the silver stage. No, it's not the silver stage. It's the big screen. You know, Broadway. Stay tuned.